And it's open enrollment time for folks looking to buy health insurance for next year. Now, most people keep their plans by default and don't bother investigating options. But could they be leaving money on the table? Joining us now with more is Jill Schlesinger, host of Jill on Money and the podcast Better Off. Hi there, Jill.
Hello.
It's good to talk with you. So let's start with those 151 million Americans who get their insurance through employer-based plans. Should they be seeking other options?
Well, you know what? You've got to review your plan. Your employer has been reviewing their options. They've been switching things up. So here's what you have to start with. What did I spend in the previous year on my healthcare costs? You say my insurance costs plus my out-of-pocket. Then you want to project what your healthcare costs could be in the year ahead. I know sort of unknown, but you know certain things. Compare the plans, determine what they cover, how much they cost. Don't forget the co-pays and the deductibles, and whether or not your doctors are in the network.
I see. And as for those co-pays and deductibles, they seem to be getting ever higher. I mean, how do some of those costs, like premiums, compare to last year?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The pace of premium increases is actually slowing down. That's according to the Kaiser Family Foundation survey. They found in 2017, we saw premiums up by 3% from last year. Workers pay about $5,700 towards the cost of their coverage. Unfortunately, our contribution to premiums, it's increasing more rapidly than the employer share. And as you said, the out-of-pocket, that's really where we're getting hit hard. That's going up much more quickly than the actual premium cost.
Okay. So in terms of like being sort of penny wise about your net costs for next year, should people be looking to set up health savings accounts or flexible savings accounts?
Well, I love these health savings accounts. They're usually paired with something called a high deductible health plan. And there's rules about what is actually defined as a high deductible plan. But the cool thing is that it is what it sounds like. You have a high deductible and you have lower premiums. And they're paired with something called a health savings account that can help pay for higher deductibles with lots of great tax advantages, because those HSA contributions, they're either pre-tax or tax deductible. You control how they're invested, the earnings and the interest tax-free. Withdrawals for the qualified medical expenses are tax-free. You can roll these over year after year. So this is really great. You should at least look at it. And if you don't have an HSA, yes, flexible spending accounts are great. They can be a very healthy option here. You can set aside $2,650 in pre-tax dollars for an individual for any out-of-pocket expenses. Remember, you can usually only carry over about $500 from one plan year to the next, so be careful how much you're setting aside.
I see. And since this is public radio, people are going to be like, you said penny wise, Meghna, and penny wise and pound foolish. That is not what I meant. I did not mean that. But just be smart about your money. That's why we're talking
right
to Jill. All right, so last question for you, Jill, because we do need to talk about the 10 million or so people who get their health insurance through the Affordable Care Act exchanges. What should they be thinking about?
Well, you know, the enrollment period's cut in half. It's only running through December 15th. That's for the 39 states that use healthcare.gov. Remember, if your state has its own exchange, it may have its own deadline as well. This is going to be more expensive this year, but don't forget, 80% of healthcare.gov customers do get subsidies that lower the premiums. Be sure that you fill out these forms carefully, and know healthcare.gov is going to be shut down from midnight until noon on most Sundays during enrollment period. If you need help, there are several nonprofits that are providing guidance. One that I found really helpful is called Get America Covered. You may want to check that out to help you out.
Jill Schlesinger, host of Jill on Money and the podcast Better Off. Thanks as always, Jill.
Great to be with you.